I hope that God has been blessing you in these messages. We've been talking about God's grace gifts, the grace gifts that are in 1 Corinthians 13. And a grace gift is something that is freely given. It is the unmerited favor and love of God given towards us. It's a gift that we can't afford. It's a gift that we don't deserve. Yeah, God reserves it for us, but we don't deserve it. And God in His love gives us His grace anyway. He gives us faith, love. He gives us so many things. He gives us hope as a grace gift. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." A couple of weeks, we spent 1 week on faith. We spent 1 week on hope. And now we're going to spend some time on love. Last week we spent some time on love. We got started in love. We know that that love in the Bible is primarily spoken of with four different words. Three, primarily four, actually, because one word that's got a little variation, agape, agapeo. So four, so five if you want to get technical, but there's four Greek words. But there's primarily one Hebrew word in the Old Testament. And like I said earlier, sometimes we forget, theologians even forget, I think, Jesus didn't speak Greek. He spoke Hebrew. He was a rabbi. He was a teacher. He grew up in a Hebrew family. So all of his disciples that he brought around him, they were Hebrew. And in their most intimate relationship, in their most intimate speaking, they would not be speaking Greek. Paul wrote in Greek because he was a scholar. He wrote the New Testament in Greek so that the known world at that time would be able to read it, because Greek was a common language back then. So if we think about what Jesus was saying when he was speaking, and in these different places where Jesus is speaking about love, they use the Greek word agape or agapeo, which means a godlike love. But if we really want to understand what Jesus and what God's saying, we have to look at the Hebrew word for love, which is ahava. Actually, it's ahava. You got to do a little ha there. It's ahava. And the root of this word is aha. And last week we looked at it a little bit. We looked at what love is. You know, love is a lot of different things, isn't it? It's an empathy. It's a bond. It's a friend bond. It's a very, very, you know, physical, romantic, you know, bond. And the Hebrew word ahava covers all of the Greek love words. All of them. And I'm gonna show you today how the Hebrew language can do that. The Greek language is very complicated, and they have different words for different things. But the Hebrew language is more amazing. It is one of the oldest live languages on the face of the earth. One of the oldest live languages. And it is an amazing language. I think God said, well, I'm going to use the Hebrews as my chosen people. So they're going to have a language that is a godlike language, a language that to our minds as English-speaking people is very complicated. But if you grew up in this, okay, as a Hebrew, it makes a lot of sense. And I'm going to try to bring a little bit of sense to the word love today in the Hebrew language, okay? Like I said, the root for ahava is hav, which means to give. And in Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5, the Bible says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength." To love God is to encompass all of the forms of love. To love God is to encompass those forms. It is the definition, okay, of all types of love. Just like I said, okay, it includes those loves. But ahava is about giving. It's not about receiving. Giving is the foundation of love. And we looked at this last week in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." You see, God did something. God's love would have never ever been experienced if he wouldn't have done something. Ahava is a noun and a verb. It tells you what it is, and then it goes out and it shows you how to do it. And that's what God has done. God loved us, and he gave. He gave. Love is about giving. You know, in the world, love is about getting, right? Oh, man, if you just get the right clothing or the right car or the right perfume or the right this or the right that. And don't get me wrong, I like to dress up and look nice, and I like to smell nice, and I like to drive a nice car, okay? But that's not love. That's enjoyment. That's entertainment. That's a lot of things. Love is giving. And that is why, just like this past, and Cindy's going to talk about, you know, souls for the harvest, getting money to give shoes to kids in Thailand, okay? Don't you just feel good when you know that you're loving somebody by giving them something, by giving them your time, by giving them a hug? You know, sometimes you just gotta have a hug, right? And you're giving something to that person. And that's what Ahava is all about. Meaning relationships have mutual giving. And you can't outgive God. We've heard that time and time again. You give yourself to God, and he just keeps giving and giving and giving. God created, okay, the principle of giving. You give a seed to the ground, and that seed produces a crop, 100, 1,000-fold. And when you put your seed of love towards God, it comes back in so many different ways, okay? Now, what's really hard about love is when we give our love away to people or to a purpose or something down here, sometimes we get hurt. Because, you know, bottom line is not everybody down here is nice. Right? Not everybody's nice. Some people are just evil. And we forget that because we're nice and we think that everybody should be nice. I just kind of, you know, got to the point one time in my life, I was like, why can't people be nice? Why can't they just be nice? You know, well, because, you know, the devil didn't make them do it. They chose not to be. And in that choosing, they hurt us also. But that doesn't mean we don't stop giving, we don't stop trying, because God's love can overcome anything and everything because it's so powerful. It's Ahava. It's something amazing, okay? God gave all of himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God gave all of himself. So what are we to give to God? All of ourselves. Jesus gave all of himself to us. He died for us on the cross. He was resurrected. And when he went to heaven, then he gave us the Holy Spirit. The Father sent the Holy Spirit down to remind us, to live in us, to empower us, to help us, to change us. All of those things. God gave all of himself. By digging into the depths of the Hebrew word Ahava today, we're going to see some more of that, okay? Okay? The original language of the Bible, Hebrew, the Old Testament especially, is an amazing language. There is Ahava. Now, in Hebrew, you read from the right to the left. They're backwards. It's because they're on the other side of the world. No, I don't know why that is. But here we have Ahava, love. And it's amazing, as you can see, we have two characters that are very much alike here and on the end, except for a prefix under the letter. And each prefix means something. Now, the crazy thing about Hebrew is this, okay? Each Hebrew letter is a sign, a symbol, a sound, and a number. Okay, are you starting to get a picture? Each Hebrew letter, okay, is a sign, a symbol, a sound, and a number. So one word has many, many stories to tell. And I've been studying Ahava for about a month now, and I've just scratched the surface. And I know this is more like teaching than preaching, but I'm so excited I just got to share it, okay? So I'm going to say it again, okay? It is a sign, a symbol, a sound, and a number, okay? It's read from left to right. Now, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is also the first letter in Ahava. It is the letter Aleph. where we get alphabet. Imagine that. Aleph. And that first letter is a sign, a sound, and a number. Now, it gets a little more interesting. The letter Aleph is also the number one. Now, isn't it interesting? Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. God said, I am love. It all ties together, but it ties together so much more hugely when we understand that the language is saying, love is God. Right there, when we say God is love, love is God. Love is God. Number one, God is love. Love is God. And right there, it is saying symbolically that the only and one and only eternal God, Elohim, is love. And it's also saying symbolically that we are to love God first. It instructs us to love God first. If you are a Hebrew and you read that word, you would know all of these things. Ahava is God's love. God is number one. God is love, and we are to love God first. All of those things. Just out of that first letter. Because it is a sign, a symbol, a sound, and a number. It means something. Now, if you look at the symbol, Aleph, okay, you look at that, okay, it's very similar to the Greek symbol, Alpha, which means one. So you see, God is saying to us, you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind, number one. He's number one. Doesn't that kind of excite you a little bit? Knowing that God is showing us in the Hebrew alphabet exactly who he is and what he is, okay? Matthew 22, 37 through 40 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. You see, real ahava, real love, starts with loving Yahweh first, Elohim first, Jehovah first. It starts there. And then, as a person has a relationship with God, okay, then you can love your neighbor. Do you have somebody that's really hard to love? I know you don't. I'm probably the only one, right? But if you have somebody that's really hard to love, the more you love God and the more you pour your love towards God, the more power God gives you to love that person. I'm not going to say it's going to happen overnight. In fact, sometimes we go through stages where, okay, Lord, I just got to focus on you. I just got to love you so much. And then we get to a place, okay, Lord, I think I can love that person. And then they do something, and they're like, Lord, why can't you just kill that person? I mean, come on, really? You know? We're human. And then God says, you got to love me because I loved you. And then God brings us through this whole journey again, and he says, look how much I've loved you. You're not perfect. No, I'm not perfect. You've done some pretty terrible things. Yeah, I have. You've thought some pretty things, pretty terrible things, because you thought, okay, maybe God could kill this person. That's a terrible thought. But God says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. This is the first and greatest, and the second is like it, love your neighbor. If we love God, number one, with all of our heart, with all our strength, and with all our mind, then God grows us to the point to where we can love like him. And how does he do that? He does it in Ahava. 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 You know. Anyway, yeah, I think there was a song. No. But anyway, and so he does. He does this. Now, I want us to go to the second letter, okay? The second letter of Ahava is Hi. The letter Hi. It is the fifth letter of the alphabet. It's the fifth. Okay, remember what we said, okay? It's a symbol, it's a sign, it's a sound, and it's a number. And it is the fifth letter of the alphabet, okay? Five is amazing. Hi is amazing. Hi is the symbol, okay, and the number for grace. Grace, okay? There are five books of the Torah, of the original Old Testament. Five books. Got to remember that, okay? Because Because God gives us his law, God gives us his history, God gives us everything in those five books that we need in order. Because Jesus said, okay, the greatest commandment is love your Lord, and then all the other commandments are just like, you got to love your brother. Okay, grace is the next thing in Ahava. First of all, God is number one. Secondly, God is grace. God is grace, okay? It is through grace that God loves us. It is through grace that God loves us. And we love God back, we love Yahweh back through grace. By the grace of God can we love him back. Because God pours into our hearts the love of Christ. He pours into our lives his love, and then that grace gives us. So how do we do that, okay? How do we do that? How is God's grace shown to us through grace, okay? John 14:15, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Okay? What he's saying here is, if you obey what I command, if you know what the grace of God is, which is the five books of the Torah, five. See, that's what this letter means. It means grace. It means that you'll learn my grace through my commands. You will get my grace through my commands, okay? As we express love towards God, as we give love towards God by our actions, listen to this, of obedience, then more of God's grace flows into our life. And those actions of obedience are taught to us in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And so a lot of people will say, well, if you just read the New Testament, that's great. You can get everything you need in the New Testament, but if you want to dig deeper, you better go to the Old Testament, study a little bit of Hebrew, listen to your pastor when he kind of freaks out on Hebrew for you, and learn that those numbers, those letters, those sounds, those symbols, in that one word, pretty much preach the whole Bible, okay? The form of the letter Hi, and I want you to put that letter back up, shows us how to correctly love God and man, okay? You see those three lines, okay? Those three lines in Hi, this is the picture, this is the symbol, okay? This is what it means, is a picture of loving God with thought, deed, and words. The top horizontal line is our realm of thought. When a Hebrew looks at that word, that letter, he sees that the top is the realm of our thought. Now, that right one on the side, okay, the vertical line to the right is our speech. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, okay? And from the abundance of the heart, the mind, the horizontal line, the mouth speaks, the vertical line on the right. Now, the unattached line on the left is what we're supposed to do. Now this is really, really cool. Okay, we think about God, we focus on God, we know about his grace. Hi. We know about his grace, and so then we operate in his grace. We function in our mouth speaks, okay? And then, okay, because of that, okay, from the abundance of that, our actions show us what and how we're walking with God. Now, this is the crazy part about this symbol, about this letter. Do you notice that this one here is attached? Okay. Our thoughts and our minds and everything is attached with God. And you see how that dips up and goes forward? You see this one? There's a gap there. If we were perfect and complete, there'd be no gap there. But what this symbol is telling us is our whole life, we're supposed to try to attain the grace, the love, the knowledge, the actions of God. Because of God's grace, he says, it's okay to be here just as long as you're looking up. And what's amazing is if this was to tip over, it would tip over into our heart and our mind. I mean, this is so cool. Is this cool stuff? Right? This is so cool. Okay? Now, Proverbs 19:21 explains this right here, okay? It says this, it says that many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose. It is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Now, those are our plans, but God's purpose prevails. The third letter in Ahab is Bet. Oh, look at Bet. Are you ready for Bet? Bet is amazing, okay? Bet is the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and this letter vividly demonstrates the purpose of all creation. How? Because Bet is a picture of a house. Look at that. If the sun was shining in right here, you could live in that bad boy, couldn't you? If that thing was facing southeast in South Dakota, you could live there because you'd have the sun, you'd be out of the wind, you'd be protected. Isn't it kind of neat that God created us to be a living residence of his presence? And that's what he's saying. He's saying, first of all, I'm one. Second of all, you look towards me and you grow in me. And thirdly, what happens when you do that is I come and I make my home in you. God's purpose for creation was so that he would have a habitation for himself. And he was just so wonderful to create us and share it with us. And that habitation just isn't a physical manifestation. It's wonderful, isn't it, to live on this earth, and especially to live up here where things are so pretty, right? But also God says, I'm going to create man and woman. And the Bible says that the two become one flesh. And the Bible also says that I will come and I will reside and I will live with you. And the Bible also says, where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there also. When God and us, when we are in one place, a lot of people say, oh, we can't pray without a second person. Oh, yeah, because once you start praying, God's there. He's present. God says, I am present. I'm listening. I'm there. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Bet is a house. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives within you? The purpose of loving God is to be conformed to his image and represent him to the world. God and man are to walk together so that the world can see it. God's love is us as his house. We can love because God's in us. We can give because God's in us. We can protect because God is in us. Bet is also the number two, which means we're his servant. We are his servant living in his house. We are his servant and he's living in our house. We are his house, the Holy Spirit. It just is mind-boggling how a one word, because of all the symbolism, because of the numbers, because of everything, and it all lines up. You don't have to read the Da Vinci Code, for crying out loud. There's a Hebraic code, you know? I mean, I'm pretty sure the guy that wrote the book went, hey, this is cool. Hebrew's like this. He probably just copied God, right? Made a lot of money. But it's amazing. It's amazing. You see, true love, Ahava, starts with loving God first and foremost through word and deed and thought. And then this type of love creates a house for God to inhabit. And as we open up ourselves as a dwelling place for God, we then show his love by giving it to others. That's Ahava. And there's quite a bit more, but it made my head hurt. And I didn't want to make your head hurt. It may be hurting already. But isn't it amazing how much God loves us? So think about that kind of love when Jesus is speaking. It's written in Greek, but Jesus spoke this scripture in Hebrew. In John 14:23-27, Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, Yeshua, he will obey my teaching. And Yahweh will love him, and we will come and we will make our bet with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not from my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while I am with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. In Bible college, we translated the book of John, our class did, and it took us a semester to translate the book of John. It took me and three other guys a good week to translate that in the Greek. I was on the internet looking at one of the Hebrew colleges in Israel, and there is a 500-page document on one of those scriptures right there. On what all the symbolisms and what everything means. It made my head hurt. In a good way. You know what I love about is that we don't need to study super, super deep and write a 500-page thesis on it. All we need is to know this, that Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And you could put on the end of that Jesus saying, "Because I have you. I love you deeply. I love you dearly. And I want to spend time with you." Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, that you give us nuggets like this. Lord, you have placed so much treasure in the scriptures. You've placed treasure, Lord, in our English translations, in the Greek translations. You've placed treasures in the original Hebrew texts, Lord. And I thank you that the Holy Spirit interprets all of those translations and gives us exactly what we need in our heart and our mind to know how much you love us, how much your grace can get us through anything. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will walk away today with a new revelation of your love, a new revelation of how broad and how wide and how deep is the Ahava of God. And, Lord, we thank you for this. We praise you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.